Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
What is the meaning of life? You will probably not find a person who would not think about the meaning of life. This kind of thinking is especially intense in a time when suffering comes into our life. When we thought that everything is all right in our life, and then suddenly everything that should be stable, firm, is falling apart. Then we start to question everything around us. But the search for the meaning of life opens a new perspective and hope for a person and gives hope for a higher quality of life. Today's feast day invites us to reflect on the meaning of life. Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain is for us a window through which we can look into eternity. And this view brings change to our life. However, it is useful to recall what came before the event of the transfiguration. Jesus Christ asked the apostles, "Who do people say that I am?" The holy apostle Peter receives praise for his answer, and he says, "You are the Messiah, Son of the living God." St. Matthew, the evangelist, says that from that moment, Jesus began to reveal to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the scribes, the high priests, the elders, and that they would kill him, but on a third day he would rise from the dead. Can you imagine how these people would, how these words would, must have shaken the apostles? They were not in a position to understand God's intentions yet. Jesus' words caused confusion to many and many questions arise in their minds. What will happen to us? How will our life continue to unfold? What did the teacher actually mean by his words? Their foundations were shaken almost to the ground. And Jesus Christ left them questioning state for 6 days. And for 6 days, the apostles contemplated on a strange prophecy of their teacher. It had to be very painful 6 days. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John with him and led them out to the high mountain in solitude. There he was transfigured in front of them. The apostles were introduced to another reality, the reality of eternity. And then the holy apostle Peter says, for everyone, "Lord, how good that we are here. Let's stay here. Let's not leave." It can hardly be said that at that moment the apostles would have had answers to all of their questions that were running through their heads. But this experience for sure brought them inner peace. What should they fear after seeing the divine beauty and the power of Jesus Christ? Thinking about the meaning of life always arises in many disturbing questions, especially when it is caused by a situation that shakes our inner foundation on which we rely, such as health, friendships, jobs, etc. At such moments, church offers us a glimpse of the transfiguration of our Savior, a view of the reality of eternity which we can understand much more fully than the apostles could. Because we can comprehend it, because we went through the birth of Jesus Christ. We went through Good Friday, where He died on the cross for us, for our sins. Then we witness resurrection, where He raises Himself and the dead. We get the whole picture. Looking at the reality of eternity opens us a new perspective of life, which gives hope even in seemingly hopeless situations and gives us courage to a new quality of life. Once there was a certain priest who was preaching to the youth and talking about death. Very horrible topic to preach to young people. And he asked the audience what they would do if they had only 1 year to live, or even just 1 day to live. And the answers agreed that everyone would like to live the remaining time of their life with more intention. Many would treat themselves to a trip around the world. Others would try to reconcile with people they lost respect for. Others would go and tell their loved ones how much they loved them. Or others would like to formulate what is truly the meaning of life. And others would go through their bucket list and they would go start from top to bottom, trying to do everything they can. Although the answers varied, it was clear that through death somehow strengthened and encouraged a new life in all of them. Suddenly, each young person wanted to live with a purpose in their life. Knowing that death is near is a call to live more responsibly and more intensely. So what's the meaning of our life? To conquer eternity. Romanian elder Arsenie says that the objective is to be able to conquer eternity on a daily basis. That is the ideal. The idea of becoming somebody in our life, professor or any other profession, is a human goal, but not the ultimate goal. The aim to serve the highest possible good. The aim is to serve the highest possible good. If you do not know how to serve God, who is eternal, we will get stuck. We need to be attentive to our life. And if anything in our life does not apply to eternity, we should not bother with it. Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain is for us a window through which we can look into eternity. The feast day of the Holy Transfiguration gives us beautiful purpose for our life. If we accept and choose to be transfigured through Christ, we will enter paradise. But in order to open up ourselves to be transfigured, we have to do our own work. Prayer, fasting, and any other ascetical exercises that break us and pull us away from the world so we can replace what is in our heart with Christ. St. Nicodemus, he says that in his third chapter, he writes that in order for a Christian to truly start living a good life, good Christian life, he has to experience nothingness. Not just experience nothingness, but he has to become nothing. It's very harsh words, difficult words to say, because we have to break our pride, our self, everything that we love, in order to become nothing. But then what he says was so beautiful. He says that when we go through this process of becoming nothing, we empty our hearts so something else can enter our heart. And what else is there to enter than Christ? And we hear it in the gospel. Christ knocks on our door of our heart constantly, 24/7, every single second. So once we pull the junk out of our heart, we create more room for Him. And this process, this cycle, opens our eyes to eternity, which is, by this cycle, we become transfigured into something more beautiful. Glory to Jesus Christ.